This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Attorney General William Barr could release his first summary of Robert Mueller's probe into Russian election meddling as early as Sunday. The report also investigated whether President Donald Trump sought to obstruct the investigation. Key lawmakers, opposition Democrats, and some of Trump's Republican allies have all called for release of the full report, but it is not clear whether Barr will do so. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan said on ABC's This Week, Barr will release what he can from the report.
He said he's going to consult with Rod Rosenstein, he's going to consult with the special counsel Bob Mueller, and he's going to release as much as he possibly can consistent with the law. I think the Democrats should be, that should be what we all want.
Also speaking on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he thinks the White House will fight to keep much of the Mueller report private, but the House will battle to have a look.
We are going to take it as far as necessary to make sure that we do. We have an independent obligation to share the facts with the American people. We in the Intelligence Committee have a particular obligation to determine whether there is evidence that the president may be compromised in any way, whether that is criminal or not.
White House aides say Trump has not been briefed on the outcome of Mueller's investigation. The U.S. leader has dozens of times derided Mueller's investigation as unwarranted and a witch hunt, while rejecting accusations that he colluded with Russia or that he tried to thwart the probe. The United Nations says the combined death toll in southern African nations affected by Cyclone Idai has exceeded 700. More than 400 of the deaths have occurred in Mozambique, where aid groups are struggling to assist tens of thousands of people on the ground. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Rescue helicopters airlifted 479 people from a disabled cruise ship off Norway's western coast. The ship regained engine power Sunday afternoon and was escorted by three vessels to the nearby port of Molde. 20 people were injured in the ordeal as the Viking Sky ship tossed in winds and rough seas. Passenger Alexis Shepard of California says she boats all the time and has never experienced anything as close to this.
I'm a yachtswoman. I've spent a lot of time on yachts, and this was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. So, yes, it was absolutely horrible.
The Viking Sky crew issued a mayday call Saturday as the engines failed with the ship within 100 meters of striking underwater rocks. British Chancellor Philip Hammond warned on Sunday if Prime Minister Theresa May were to be ousted as leader, it would hinder efforts in leaving the European Union with a deal. He said this is not the time to change leadership in response to rumors that Conservatives are urging May to step down.
To be talking about changing the players on the board, frankly, is self-indulgent at this time. We have to decide how we want to proceed.
Some Conservative leaders want May to recognize her weakened political position and leave the Prime Minister's post. However, there are no indications from Downing Street she will. May last week asked the leaders of the 27 remaining EU nations for a postponement, in which they agreed to extend Brexit until at least April 12th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump this week in Washington. The meeting comes as Netanyahu's Likud party is lagging in opinion polls ahead of elections next month. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu is facing a series of corruption allegations, and the latest opinion polls show the new blue and white party headed by Gantz edging past Netanyahu's Likud. The Israeli Prime Minister has stressed his close relationship with Trump, and he lauded close U.S.-Israeli ties in a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo last week.
Our alliance in recent years has never been stronger. It's an unbreakable bond.
Netanyahu also thanked the United States for walking away from what he called the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Trump recently announced a change in American policy on the Golan Heights, which Israel seized from Syria in 1967 and later annexed. Trump tweeted last week that the United States recognizes Israeli sovereignty over that territory. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.